Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a huge day in the theater district in the city of Buffalo. Today, we are very proud to announce that this Thursday, August 16th, the AMC Movie Theater is opening in downtown Buffalo. You know, back in 2014, when the Market Arcade Cinema closed, we were confident that we could attract a world-class movie theater to this location. And thankfully, working with AMC and Benchmark, a great developer in our local community, today that dream becomes a reality. I want to thank the folks at AMC for their faith and confidence in the city of Buffalo. AMC is the largest movie theater company in the entire world, and so it is great to have them in downtown Buffalo. I also want to thank the folks at the Benchmark Group for all of the effort, the energy, the confidence, and belief that they put in the city of Buffalo. This was a complicated project, and they worked every angle to pull it off. So let's give AMC and Benchmark a great big round of applause. I am certainly very pleased to be here with Ryan Noonan, who is AMC Theater's Director of Corporate Communications. We will have him say a few words in a moment. And also the folks at Benchmark Group, Stephen Longo, the Chief Operating Officer, and Marty Delabovi, who have done such great work in making this project happen. This is a combined investment between AMC and Benchmark of over $9 million. So not only building out the theater, but investing in the infrastructure of the building and also putting a new roof on this historic building in the heart of our theater district. Now, I'm going to just say a few thank yous before I introduce the gentleman, because there are a lot of people to thank for a project like this. Of course, I want to thank AMC Chairman Adam Aaron. I had the opportunity of talking to Mr. Aaron several times in person over lunch and dinner about this project, and I want to thank him for the personal interest that the Chairman and CEO of AMC took in this project. I want to thank John McDonald, the Executive Vice President of AMC Theaters U.S. Operations, and certainly I want to thank Steve Longo and Marty Delabovi of the Benchmark Group for making Benchmark's first major urban investment happen right here in the Buffalo area. I also want to say a special thank you to M&T Bank, which will continue a special event parking rate for moviegoers here. And Keith Belanger from M&T is with us. Keith, thank you and the folks from M&T for making this happen. Had the opportunity to talk to the late chairman and CEO, Bob Wilmers, about this and got his support for M&T to work with us on this project. Also, special thanks to Buffalo Civic Auto Ramps, led by Sam Arachi, for parking for theater goers at the Osberger Ramp. And a special thanks to Mike Schmond and the staff at Buffalo Place for all you do to promote, to boost, and support our theater district. And you can give them a round of applause. Mike is here. I also want to recognize the city staff that worked on this project, led by Brendan Mahaffey, our Economic Development Commissioner, and our Director of Development, Rebecca Gandor, who lived with this project for several years and really sweated every detail. Rebecca's here with us today. Let's give her a round of applause. I also want to thank Commissioner Jim Comerford, our Commissioner of Permits and Inspections, and our Chief Building Inspector, Peter Kleeman, for issuing the permits and everything that was needed. I am told by Ryan that one more walkthrough and one more permit is required for the opening on Thursday, the 16th, and I can assure you that permit will be issued and the movie theater will open this Thursday, August 16th. I also want to recognize Lisa Ludwig, who is the president of the Theater District Association, who is here with us today, and thank her for all of the work that she does to make our theater district one of the greatest theater districts in the entire United States of America. Let's give Lisa a round of applause. And finally, a very special person who is not with us today, Arthur Judelson of Pyramid Brokerage. This was one of his final deals. Art passed away. His wife Judy is with us. And even when Arthur was in hospice, he brought this deal and worked on this deal while he was in hospice. That's how much he cared about this project and cared about this happening. Judy, thank you so much for being with us today. Let's give Judy Judelson a round of applause. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce Ryan Noonan of AMC Theaters.
That's a tough act to follow, so my remarks will be much briefer, but I just want to thank all of you for your support, for coming out here. Putting a project like this together is never an easy task. I know that this has been a long time coming, and I know, you know, just the folks behind the cameras has been as interested as anyone in this, just from your calls and emails to me over the last several months, if not years. But we're so excited to have this theater open. We're ready to get it open. We're ready for people to come enjoy the AMC experience in downtown Buffalo. A huge thanks to the mayor and his office. They've been huge supporters and wonderful to work with. And then Marty as well at the Benchmark Group. To have partners like these is tremendous, and we're so grateful that that we can be here and we can deliver a great experience. Before I go, I just want to introduce Tony Rosario. Tony's a lifetime Buffalo resident. He's the theater's general manager, so you can have a name to put with a face to put with a theater. So thank you guys again. I'll have more remarks in there. We'll be giving tours and talking about the theater itself. But for now, thank you so much. And we're so excited to be in downtown Buffalo.
So again, this would not be possible without the hard work and the vision and tenacity of the Benchmark Group. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce Stephen Longo and Marty Delabovi for some comments.
It's when we develop projects in various communities and towns and cities, we usually have to, at this type of gathering, we have to get up and we have to thank the people that are involved. The mayor of those communities usually doesn't really know the players involved and isn't really hands-on with the developments that we do. Today, I have a list of people to thank, and basically because we have such a hands-on mayor and his department, that they basically have taken care of all that for us. But I will just mention, as the mayor said, there were a lot of people involved in this project, and without all those people, we would have never gotten here today. Michael Hands, who's the real estate rep for AMC, the second rep that we worked with through the process, was very, very dedicated. Came into Buffalo, looked for himself to go back and be able to sell to the people in Kansas City what a vibrant theater district we had. And without Michael and Ryan in Kansas City, really calling the shots and helping us get there, AMC would have probably never noticed Buffalo. And so they did a great job, and Michael's been great to us, and we really appreciate it. The operations people within AMC have been tremendous. And the best thing that they've done is they provided us with Tony, because Tony is going to be a great manager here, and he has put together in the past 4 weeks a yeoman's job and handled things wonderfully, and we're very, very lucky to have Tony on board. And so we're thrilled to death, because the operations is going to be very important in an urban theater here like this. The city, Mayor Brown, who personally goes up and pitches the project to various AMC executives when he's at conferences all over the United States, has gone well beyond what a typical mayor would do, and we're very appreciative. His staff, Brendan, Rebecca, have done an incredible amount of work, all the way to getting Erin Harris, who the graphic design people, the amount of work that she's put in the past 2 weeks to get materials out and supported us has been fantastic. The Mayor's Office of Communications, Mike and Sharon, have been wonderful to work with. It's not easy. You know, we have a national retailer who has a way of doing things, and we're Buffalonians, and we have a way of doing things, and it's been a balancing act, and it's been a very productive and good balancing act. Sam Arachi was fantastic working through our issues with parking. The Augsburger ramp is going to be available with event parking, kitty corner to us, covered parking. Go in there, you validate your parking, and you can park for an event fee. And Sam went to the mat for us over and over again to get that parking done. And so it's going to be a wonderful thing that in downtown Buffalo, you can park in a covered ramp that has security all night and feel good about cutting through and coming over to the facility. So we're thrilled to death with what Sam did for us. We are also thrilled with what M&T does. And everyone knows the Wilmer's legacy, and Keith has been tremendous. He's made sure that we were able to secure the parking that AMC felt we needed to secure. And way back when we first worked with Scott in securing the property, one of our concerns was how we were going to make it work, and everybody pitched in to make it work. So we're very appreciative. The Buffalo Permitting and Building Department, they always have somewhat of a bad rap. Well, when we brought in the architects and the project managers from Kansas City to work on this project, they assembled every single department head in a conference room. They worked with everyone. They made everyone aware of what was going to be required. And the process was streamlined and was very organized. And so many times you'll hear negative things, but I have to tell you that I think AMC's architects and their project managers would agree that the city's building people have gone beyond what would be expected, and we really appreciate their cooperation. And as I said, with Keith and M&T Bank and Fred and Patty, who helped work on our parking agreement, thank you to you as well. And Nick Sinatra, who did a fantastic job redeveloping the Market Arcade Expo. Nick was very helpful. We had to work out some common services that AMC was very concerned about, and Nick couldn't have been a better neighbor, and we're looking forward to working with him as the theater opens and working together. So thank you for that. And lastly, I did invite Judy Judelson to come today, and as the mayor pointed out, Arthur brought this deal together. Arthur made this deal happen, and although he's not here to enjoy the day, his family is here, and they will enjoy the day, and they'll enjoy the many years that AMC is here, and it wouldn't have been here without Arthur Judelson. So, so thank you all, and Steve can speak and answer. We can answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Well, I'm Steve Longo. If you have any questions about Benchmark's role in the project, please feel free to ask.
Is this something that you guys are pretty excited to open, not just for the theater itself, but for what you do for the
very, theater? Very excited, yes. As Mayor mentioned and everyone, it's been years, and it took a lot of effort from a lot of people and a lot of cooperation. So it was definitely something we've worked hard on and wanted to do, and felt was a missing piece to the theater district. That wouldn't be me. I don't drink, so I wouldn't even be able to tell you.
We're in the process. We're going through the liquor license application process, so that's where we're at with that. We don't have a resolution on it yet.
Okay. get the license, you're ready to go?
Yes. Yep. It's been built with the space for an AMC MacGuffin's, which is our adult beverage service concept.
So we have one more speaker. You've heard a lot of mentions of M&T Bank, the late Bob Wilmers. M&T Bank is, as you know, involved in so many great projects, so many great business and community initiatives. One important piece of making this project work was getting access to parking. The point person at M&T Bank to make that happen was Keith Belanger, and we want Keith to say a few words this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. On behalf of Buffalo Place, where I'm chairman, and M&T Bank, a neighbor of this facility, I congratulate AMC and Benchmark for adding this additional jewel to our downtown. Every day I get up and I think, can it get any better in downtown? And somehow it does. You know, it's the best place to live, to work, and to play. You heard a number of people make reference to folks who worked on this project over time, some of whom unfortunately aren't with us today. It harkens back to something because I'm responsible for real estate at M&T Bank, that I tell my bosses, there's real time and then there's real estate time. And real estate time is just long. You know, it's just the way it works. But it's great that they endured through this long process to deliver this great theater to downtown. Congratulations.
So this Thursday, August 16th, the world-class AMC Movie Theater will open right here in downtown Buffalo, an over $9 million investment by Benchmark Group and AMC, and we couldn't be more thrilled. This is just another example of the tremendous progress taking place in the city of Buffalo. As you know, since 2012, over $6.5 billion of investment in the city. One of the places where we have seen tremendous investment is downtown and certainly on Main Street. That investment is going to continue to move forward, and with projects like this opening, it encourages other investors to invest in our city. With that, we will open up to any final questions that the media has, and then Ryan will walk you through the theater as he begins the open house.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.